in honor of Sid, 1,600 points. Malkin, 500 goals. Donnie ranking the top five duos in Pittsburgh sports history. I wrote down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 who I think would be eligible for the top five here. So let's see if from my eight, you pick the five. And let's see from my eight which ones you left on the cutting room floor. So don't give me the honorable mentions now.
Okay.
You have honorable mentions. I want you to save those. And I want you to go right to five.
Number five. I go with Big Poison and Little Poison.
Oh, I love it.
Lloyd and Paul Wehner.
I totally forgot about them. When you got nicknames like that, though, how do you...
I'm shocked you didn't have them. Yeah. I thought they would have been like an easy...
You know why? Because I think Little Poison's overrated all time. I think Big Poison's like a legit stud. But I think Little Poison's kind of a fraud. And if not for the cool nicknames, I mean, that's the only thing that saved him here in this spot.
I think that way about some other names that are going to come up during this segment. But when you think about the great iconic Pittsburgh duos, that's also why I didn't want to have them too high. But there's other names that I'm going to put out there that I think individually overrated as players.
Lloyd Wehner was a one-time All-Star. I know things were different back then, but is in the Hall of Fame.
That's back when men were men.
Yeah. Let's see here. Baseball Reference.
They weren't taking days off for forearm tightness.
No, he played for the Pirates for 17 years and was a career 319 hitter with the Pirates. Okay, good player. I just think it's hilarious that we go back 100 years to find, or close to 100 years to find your first tandem here when you're a guy that's still in his 20s. Number four.
Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer.
Ooh, that's another one I thought about that I didn't have written down.
The only running back tandem in NFL history to have four Super Bowls and win them all together. They were great in that first Super Bowl, which that team will be honored on Sunday night.
A little late for those guys.
Super Bowl IX team.
Asking them to stay up.
It is. I mean, I'm pretty pumped. I'm pumped for that, though. That always gets me buzzing anytime like old players come back, no matter who they are. Like, once we get down the road and maybe we get the Super Bowl 40 and 43 teams, you know, way down the road here.
The old cowboy comes back. He's in his 60s.
See, the one guy, though, that would set the place on fire if he walked through that gate would be Jack Lambert, but he ain't leaving the treehouse.
Nope.
So Harrison Blyer at number four. See, Blyer, I think, an example, American hero off the field, probably a tad overrated, I would say, as a player.
And like, a guy that told us after bad Steelers losses would just drink straight booze.
We got that in here somewhere. Where is he?
That was epic. Both of them had 1,000-yard seasons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, again, very different game back then, too.
Okay, so Blyer and Franco in the same backfield. Three?
Swan and Stallworth. Same teams pretty much as the group I just mentioned, mentioned. Now, Swan, you know my take on Lynn Swan.
Overrated.
I think individually overrated as a player.
Uh-huh.
But a tandem with Stallworth, they were at that time, I don't know, probably one of the, I would say they had to be one of the best in the league. I wasn't around back then to have them all rattle off the top of my head, but both guys in the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
both with iconic Super Bowl moments,
yep.
Swan especially. Stallworth, I always thought, was a way more complete player.
Played longer, and even in 84, I mean, he's
with bad
in his 30s,
quarterbacks,
and he's playing
with
Mark
well.
Malone putting up huge numbers. I would say they're the first great wide receiver tandem in NFL history, as far as both guys and ending up in the Hall of Fame together. Two.
Lemieux and Yager. If they had played more of their career together, I mean, they still obviously got a chunk of years. They won a couple of titles together.
Uh-huh.
But Yager eventually went elsewhere, and the guy played forever. Two individual players, just looking at that, they'd be number one, because one of them... maybe the best player ever. One of them has played until he's like 55 years old and would still score goals. And both of them just iconic Pittsburgh athletes individually. Still great as a tandem, still accomplished a ton. But I just feel like their time together wasn't as long as
the group,
maybe we wish it was.
As the pair you have at number one.
Which is Crosby and Malkin. I do think that these two... create the best duo that we've seen in this city. Three Stanley Cup wins. They played together for two decades. I was in like fourth grade when these guys started playing together. And now here I am. I'm 6 years out of college.
I was in college.
And they are still playing together, still playing at a high level, mind you. Crosby was out of his mind last season.
And Malkin leads the league in points right now.
Malkin's been great this season. People give Malkin some flack because maybe he gets a little bit too passionate in-game. He makes some stupid mistakes. Still an awesome player. So many cool moments from him. And Crosby, just the most... You know who I would compare him to? Funny enough, because I'm going to bring this up tonight. He's like the Bret Hart of hockey. And I mean that in a good way. I'm not normally...
So this is a wrestling reference. Help me with it.
So, well, one, they're both Canadian, which I think is funny.
Okay.
Both in the argument of greatest of all time. Both such, like, so well-rounded, great technical players at their given sport or form of entertainment.
Okay.
But also, they're just so straight edge and tight knit that they are just boring.
Yeah.
As a person.
Don't have larger than life personalities.
Yeah. I mean, Crosby is like so plain. There's nothing to talk
plain
about
Jane.
With him outside of the ice, which is not meant to be taken as a complaint because the dude is an absolute legend.
So here are the tandems I wrote down quickly that I thought would crack your top five. Lambert and Hamm. I thought about that as a great
mention,
linebacker duo.
I did wonder, like, one was inside, one was outside.
Joe Green and LC Greenwood. Steel curtain up front. Parker and Stargell hitting 3-4.
So I wondered,
in the Pirates
too,
batting order,
about Stargell and Clemente before that.
Could have done that, too, early 70s.
Because I had that in honorable mention.
And how about AB and Big Ben? Prolific quarterback,
now, I mean,
wide
that,
receiver
that
tandem.
One was, it was a lot of fun to watch as a fan, but I think given how things went down at the end, not great.
And they acted, you were at the tailgate on Sunday. Did they not treat Antonio Brown like a conquering hero?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you should have seen when they first showed up, he and Bell, like, you know, I stayed back with my buddies. I mean, for a while we thought, like, there's not even used to try to get, like, even a picture from a distance. I mean, if I didn't know the guys who were in charge, which, you know, again, another shout out to Kevin and his crew with the terrible tailgate people.
Yep.
If I didn't know the guys in charge, I wouldn't even have given it a shot. All my thinking was, if we get up there, I'll, like, shoot Kevin a text, or I'll, like, yell over his name like Rocky and say, like, hey, man, can you, like, have AB line up over here for 5 seconds? Otherwise, would have been no shot. He also had a shirt on that said, like, stop dwelling or something. As in, like, stop dwelling about the past.
AB?
Yeah. And a MAGA hat, which I'm sure was a big hit with some Steeler fans.
All right, Donnie's top five. Pittsburgh sports tandems. Big Poison, Little Poison. Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer. Swan and Stallworth. Mario and Yager. Sid and Gino. We'll post it online. You can discuss. Tell us who we left off.